Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, this is Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. They'll be up shortly. That was a beautiful song by Babbie Mason, Pray On. Elder Kevin Vaughn here with you. I'm going to read several scriptures tonight. Bishop has already given me the main scripture. We'll read that later as well. I want to read some opening scriptures again, and we'll go to the main scripture as well. Psalms 109:30, I will greatly praise the Lord with my mouth. Yea, I will praise him among the multitude. Psalms 106:1, praise ye the Lord. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercies endureth forever. Psalms 148:1 and 127:14, praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. We give God all the praise and the glory and the honor today. I don't get it, folks. I don't understand what's going on, but we're going to give God some praise anyway on what he is doing. Amen. And we give God praise, glory, and honor to the Son. We also thank God for Bishop and Doc being with us as well, week after week. And we thank God for the man and woman of God. Continue to lift up your leaders. Got to lift them up. Got to lift them up. Amen. Yes, yes. Ladies and gentlemen, this is prayer time with Bishop and Doc. Elder Kevin Vaughn here with you. Want to get Bishop on very quickly tonight as well. A lot going on as, on the planet, as y'all know. We're going to go into Psalms 23, 1 through 6. I'll read that in a minute here. I want to give that number out, 347-843-4559. No doubt about it. Everybody on the planet needs prayer. No doubt about it. I don't care if they're enemies or if they're aliens. It don't even matter. Everybody needs prayer tonight in the name of Jesus. And that's what we're excited about with Bishop and Doc tonight. No doubt about it. Yeah. Amen. And ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for those online live. Thank you so much for your time as well. We love you in the Lord. And we want to encourage you to come on a little later on. We will open up the lines later. Just hit star one. I'll mention it later after Doc talks tonight. Star one on your phone will put you in queue if you have a praise request, prayer request, or praise report, or if you have a comment that you want to share with Bishop and Doc tonight and the network. So we thank you so much for that. Also, too, let's get right into the word tonight. We thank God for his word. We think, you know, some people can't even get the word, folks. They can't get it in the audio, can't get it in video, can't get it on paper. Some can't even get information about the word tonight. And here we are reading the word from the word tonight. So we thank God. Again, let's just give God another hand clap of praise for the United States right now in Jesus' name. Yeah. Praise God. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, go to Psalms 23, our main scripture for tonight, Psalms 23, verses 1 through 6. I encourage you to read that entire chapter, which is only six scriptures long there. In that area as well. So Psalms 23, and we're going to read 1 through 6. That is the full book of Psalms 23. Most of you already know that as well. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in the green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valleys of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. And verse 6 says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the word of the Lord tonight, Psalms 23. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, if you're just joining us and live and listening later on, this is prayer time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. And we want to go right to Doc, Bishop right now, and then Dr. Crenshaw will come on after him as well. So y'all put your hands together for the man of God. Bishop, thank you so much for being with us tonight, sir. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you, Elder Kevin. We're grateful to the Lord once again to be on the prayer line. We give God the glory and the praise for another day. God has blessed us once again to see the light on this earth. And we be grateful to the Lord. We pray in for everyone tonight. We're praying for those that are in Israel. We're praying for those that are in the war in Gaza in different places. We're praying for families that God protection will be around them and mature, and even in this hour, in this season, this day, while people are celebrating whatever it is, we praise God for another day, and we pray for the protection of his people everywhere, the people of God, the children of God, the women, men, families. We pray for the safety, God, and all the things that are going on in the world. We must continue to pray. Bible says man should always pray and not to faint. In other words, we must have a time that we meet with God. The one like to say, meet with him, and he will answer our prayers. Well, we pray in faith. Know that when we come to pray, we speak the word of God. We decree and declare what the word of God is saying, and we thank him for his word, because his word is what we need each and every day to keep our minds in perfect peace. We pray for this nation. We pray that God will protect us and keep us and bring us back to that place that we remember him each and every day. Bring us back to that place that we will seek to do the will of God, this country. Praise God. We pray. Although we live in America, which is a free country in so many ways, but yet and so still, we walked away from the plans and will of God that we plan as people, as for people all over this world. And the prayer warriors, we continue to pray that God send more prayer warriors all over the world as we pray. For we need one another. If we're going to make it in this day and hour, know that God has you. He already knows your name. He knows the number that has on your head. So he already knows what we need. He said, make your request known unto him. And as we pray tonight, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds and casting down imagination of every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God and pulling to captivity to the obedience of Christ. We pray tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your word. So shall your word be that goeth forth out of your mouth, shall not return unto you void, but it will accomplish that you please. It will prosper into the thing whereto you send it. You sent your word, and it healed us. We thank you for it, God. We thank you for your word in the name of Jesus, for the word of God that save us and keep our minds in perfect peace. We thank you tonight. We give you glory and honor. We adore you for all that you've already done in our lives. We thank you, Jesus, for health and strength. We thank you, Lord, for a sound mind, because you have not given us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and of a sound mind. We thank you tonight for families all over this world, in America, in our cities and our states, God. We pray for their safety, oh God, in the name of Jesus. There's only a safe haven in you. God, we pray for your protection. You have given your angel charge over us to keep us from falling, to keep us from evil, to keep us from the attack of the enemy. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight, and we forever give you glory for it. We pray for families tonight as you mend families back together, mend the broken ones, oh God. Put back the things that the enemy tried to steal and take away from them. God, bring the love back in the home, in the family, in the children, in the husband, in the wives. Father, the mother, the father, God, put the love back in their heart. And Father, we thank you tonight, Jesus. We give you glory tonight. We praise your mighty name. You are the same today, for yesterday, and forevermore. You have not lost any power, not of any authority. We know that you have all power. And God, we thank you for tonight. We give you glory tonight. But this is the day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, we pray for pastors tonight as you continue to protect them, to direct them, their families, their congregation. Father, we give you glory tonight, God, as the body of Christ rise to the occasion in the name of Jesus and speak life and abundant life over the people everywhere. God, we counsel every assignment of the enemy that come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. They come to take them away out of your will. We pray for the safety tonight, God. We pray for a hunger and a thirst for righteousness as never before, God, in the name of Jesus. Your word said, where grace, where sin abide, grace of God abounds even the more. In other words, where sin keep ramming over and over and more. The grace of God raises above all the sin that tries to take people out of this world and out of your will. Father, we pray for their safety tonight. We pray for their salvation tonight. In the name of Jesus, we give you glory, God. We cast down every imagination that tries to destroy the lives of the young people and young children. God, in the name of Jesus, as they go to school, God, let them be focused on the school, the lesson, that their homework, their whatever the school, that they can be successful as they put you first in their lives. Father, we pray for that parent, God, in the name of Jesus, that you would direct them in raising that child, in raising those children, in raising a family, and that husband, God, be in the place where he's supposed to be as the head, God, and he leads the way in righteousness according to your will. We pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you will reveal, expose, and exploit every trick of the enemy in the name of Jesus. We thank you tonight. Father, we pray for those that's in Israel, God. We pray for Israel tonight. We pray for other countries, God, those that died, all of those where the war is going on. We pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Only you is able to keep their minds in the time that this is they're going through. You're able to keep them, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We pray for those that have been missing in this turmoil, God. We pray for those that are, they don't know where they are. We pray for their safety and their return back to their families. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we give you glory. We give you praise. And God, we know that your will be done in this earth realm. We give you thanks for it even now. Father God, that you reveal, expose, and destroy the crookedness of the enemy, attack of the enemy. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you as the believer, stand firm on the truth, the righteousness of God, and walk according to your will. Father God, we pray for those that are on their job, God, that you would continue to bless them, open doors, give them favor when the enemy comes in to try to distract them and take them out of your perfect will. Father, we pray that, God, you keep their minds, God, that they can go to work and they perform, God, without the so much turmoil. God, we pray, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray against that spirit of distraction. We pray against that spirit of confusion. We pray against that spirit of jealousy and envy. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we give you glory tonight. Now unto him who's able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we can even think to ask. We call those things to be not as though they already are. We pray tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, that you will keep our minds in perfect peace. Father, we give you glory tonight. Father, we pray, God, as you continue to move by your spirit, God, we surrender to your perfect will. And God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight. We pray for our government, God, that they will come back to you. They pray, God, that God, in the name of Jesus, that you would order, God, in the name of Jesus, where there's confusion, break order. God, of God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. And we forever glorify you. We magnify you. We pray for that child that is missing, God. We pray for that safe journey back to the home of that loved one. We pray for that individual that is missing, God. That family that is in confusion, torn away, torn apart. Father, we pray that you will bring peace in that home. God, you reveal in every attack of the enemy. And Father, we thank you, God, that you will bless those on the job that need a raise, and those that need, oh God, that you will open that door. God, you will give them favor like never before. Bless them with homes, God. Father, you bless them, God, in the name of Jesus. Keep their minds in perfect peace. Father God, let us be, God, of mind. Keep our minds on you. Father, we pray against that spirit of suicide. We pray against that spirit of confusion. We pray against that spirit, God, of murder and crime. We pray against that spirit. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we give you glory tonight. We call those things to be not as though they are. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus for all of the blessings that you have poured upon your people everywhere. We thank you for the grace that you have extended to us, the mercy that you have, the favor you have placed upon our lives. We give you glory tonight And Father God, in the name of Jesus, as you meet every need of every individual tonight, God, according to your will, Father God, you already know the situation. You know the circumstance. You know what the problem is. Feel that body, God, in the name of Jesus. That person that may have cancer, high blood pressure, diabetes, whatever the need they may have or be dealing with, Father, we know that you are healer because you were wounded for our transgression. You were bruised for our iniquity. The chest of our peace was on it, but it's with your stripes. We already healed. We call it so. We thank you for the miracles you've already performed for those that are sick, those that are in the hospital. God, we thank you that you're giving them life still, abundant life. And Father God, we thank you you're bringing them out of that place, God. And you raise them up to God to be a witness for you, Father God, as you change their hearts and they change their minds. And Father God, that they surrender their lives to you. And God, we know that you're able to do exceeding abundant above all we think and ask. And all the things, God, you already know. We pray for every child tonight, every family, every daughter, every mother. We pray tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, your perfect will be done. And we give you glory for it. We call it so even now. God, in the name of Jesus, you said one could put 1,000, two could put 10,000 life. And God, we stand in agreement with your word. Everything else will fail, but your word will last forever. Eternity, and we forever give you glory for it. We thank you, Lord, because we committed into your hands, and we, you know, when we give it to you, no matter what the situation or the circumstances or the problem, God, we know that you know what to do. But God, give us the wisdom, God, in every situation that we know how to deal with everything that we have to deal with in this life. Father, we thank you, and we're going to go with it. Because your word said we may endure one night, but joy comes in the morning. We thank you, God, that you bring joy in a storm, in the rain, when the sun shines. God, you bring joy. You bring it. You can only one give us the joy when the storms are like, Lord, let us hold fast to your word no matter what we're going through or what we have to face. We know if you brought us out once before, you can bring us out of this situation. Father, we give you glory for it. We praise his name as we stand together in prayer. We stand together in faith. And we call this hope. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen, Bishop. Thank you so much. And yes, Bishop, we are in agreement with your prayer tonight unto the Lord. We thank you so much for those listening live right now and those just joining us. That is Bishop John Crenshaw, who's praying for you, praying for me, praying for our nation. And praying for folks all around the world. Thank you so much for being with us tonight. We trust you are in wonderful prayer time as well with us. At this time, we always love to go and hear from Dr. Crenshaw, Bishop's wife as well. Doc, thank you so much for being with us as well.
Praise the Lord. Thank God to everybody that's on the line tonight. We certainly thank the Lord for the prayers that have been spoken over the lives of God's people tonight and over families and those that are still dealing with the controversy in the Middle East. We know that Jesus is soon to come. And even as we continue to really pray and seek the Lord that God will cover us here in America and our families and our children, all of the things that's going on, that the Spirit of the Lord will begin to deal with some of the lawmakers regarding gun violence and all of the laws that are being left hanging that allows so many gaps in people just being just out of control when it comes to violence, spirit of death. Continue to pray against the spirit of death. I'm reminded of a scripture that I want to read tonight in St. Matthew, the 25th chapter, because in all that we see going in, as we've gone on, as we talked about on last week in St. Matthew 24, the word of the Lord said, these things must be wars and rumors of wars, things that we see happening in the world. The Bible said these things must be, but the end is not yet. But when we go over to St. Matthew 25, it speaks of the 10 virgins. Then the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, and the key word is virgins. It symbolically means that they were clean, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. Now, the scripture said in verse number 2, 5 of them were wise and 5 of them were foolish. Now, this is very key because it indicate very clearly through the words of Jesus that even though all of the 10 individuals were virgins in this parable here, were virgins, means clean, 5 of them had wisdom and 5 of them were foolish. What made them foolish? If we continue to read the scripture here, verse number 3 says, they that were foolish took their lamps and they took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. What is that saying? You know, we need the oil of the Holy Spirit to give us direction. Now, we can spend all day long and say, you know what? I haven't lied all day long and sinned all day long. But do you know the voice of God when he speaks to you? The oil of the anointing of his presence, the Holy Spirit. Praise God. The Bible teaches us, praise God, those that are the sons of God, they are led by the Spirit of the Lord. How can we say that Jesus is Lord but by the Holy Spirit? So we need the Holy Spirit operating in our lives. So here we see that all of them were clean, but 5 of them were not using any wisdom. Why do I say that today? It is so very, 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 very important. Look at all of the chaos that's going on in the world today. We need the wisdom of God. And most importantly, we need to know the voice of God. That when he speaks and says, go left, don't go right, or go right, or don't go left. We need to be able to hear his voice, know his voice, and respond to his voice, which means that we need to always be prepared. Clearly, the foolish virgins were not prepared. For the Bible said in verse number 4, while the bridegroom tarried, they all noticed. Everybody slept. Wise slept as well as the foolish. But when the cry was made at midnight, behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. The Bible said once again, all of the virgins got up. What's that say? We can hear the word of God, just like I'm talking to you tonight, and don't plan and apply the word of God in our lives to wisdom. When the time comes for us to make a move or the enemy comes in like a flood to try to destroy our lives, we can't even respond because we don't have the oil operating in our lives. We must plan well. Just like the scripture Jeremiah says, 29:11, Lord says, I know the plans that I have for you to do you good and not evil. So even the Lord has a plan for us, but we need a plan for ourselves so that we can be sensitive to the plan that God has. He said that I wish that none should perish, but all should come to have eternal life. So here we see that when the cry was made, everybody got up. Everybody responded. Just like people go to church and they hear the word of God. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But how much of that information that they hear every Sunday morning, or even in these sessions like these, or even in Bible study, that we take it and we apply it to our lives and we have a plan. We planned to be ready. Clearly, the wise virgin had a plan. They had a plan to be ready. I admonish you tonight, do you have a plan to be ready? Do you have a plan that when the cry is made or when the word is given that you can respond because you have a plan? Every person needs a plan for their life. Because why? We were born for purpose. We were born to glorify God. And if Jeremiah the prophet has said that the Lord has planned for our lives, then how are we going to be sensitive to that plan? We need the Holy Spirit. We need what? Oil. So that the plan that God has for us, we can align to that plan. We don't end up in the wrong place at the wrong time, doing the wrong things. You know, praise all over the place, but in the place that is connected to the plan that God has for our lives. So be conscious. Don't be like the foolish virgin. Have a plan for your life and keep your lamp trimmed with oil and always be ready. For the scripture tells us we know not the hour nor the minute today that the Lord shall come. You don't know when he's coming for you. Let it be that way. Of him leaving the sky and the racket out of his earth was by way of the grave. However, we're going to leave this realm and we're going to enter into another spiritual realm. And we want to enter into that place in the spirit of peace. God bless you. Back to you, Elder Kevin.
Oh, thank you so much, Dr. Crenshaw. Ladies and gentlemen all across the globe, this is Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. That was the voice of Dr. Crenshaw, Bishop's wife, giving us some powerful wisdom. I hope y'all was taking some notes. I took some quick notes before we get ready to go to the phone calls there, folks. Remember to hit *1 on your line there if you'd like to give a praise report, comment, or if you have a question or anything like that for Doc tonight. And, of course, your prayer request tonight as well. But Doc mentioned about we need the wisdom of God. We need the wisdom of the Lord tonight. We need it right now. We apply the word. We got to apply the word each and every day. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to encourage myself to apply that word each and every day. And Doc mentioned how to have a plan to always follow God. Got to let stuff go that's not in his will. You've got to do it. And last but not least, don't be distracted. You got to watch the distractions. The enemy is here to kill, steal, and destroy. And he does that through distracting people from the word of God. But if it ain't lining up with God's word, it ain't going to line up with us as well. We thank you so much for being with us tonight. This is Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Denise Crenshaw. Let's go to the lines tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, hit *1 on your phone if you like. *1. We'd love to have you say a few words if you like, a comment or a question or a praise report, or if you have a prayer request tonight. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. At this time, we're going to go to Brother John. Brother John, you're on with Bishop and Doc tonight. God bless you, man.
Good evening, Elder Kevin. Thanks for the opening. Thank you, Doc, for that. Bishop, for that awesome prayer. Thank you, Doc, for always enlightening us and making us scratch our head and go, But tonight, my prayer is, I just want to emphasize the fact that I thank God for giving me the understanding when I don't understand that he don't make no mistakes.
Yeah.
And everything that happened is for a purpose. And most of all, I thank him for covering me and my family. And when I look around, and I always say, it could have been me or it could have been one of mine. Amen.
Amen, Brother John. Yes, sir. I'm with you on that, Brother John, on that prayer and the request as well. Thank you so much. God bless you and your family as always. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, around the globe, this is Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. We're opening up the lines. I want to give everybody opportunity. I don't want to miss anybody tonight. Hit *1 on your phone. It'll put you in queue. And I'll either mention your name or your last four digits only of your wonderful number there that you have with us tonight. So I'll give you a few more seconds there, but we're just excited about Bishop and Doc being with us tonight. We're excited about what God is doing. And I'm with Brother John on that. Don't understand it all, but God is a holy God. He knows everything. His ways is definitely not our ways, no doubt about that. And we just thank him. He is going to fix everything. In fact, the scripture talks about that these light afflictions, the things that we're going through today, even though it don't seem light sometimes to us, it's not compared to the glory that is coming. And we thank God for that glory that is going to come one day. There will be no more crying, no more sorrow, no more pain. We'll just be in the presence of the Lord forever. I get excited that even the sun won't even be needed, because the glory of the Lord will be that light that we'll need forever and ever. So we thank God for Bishop and Doc being with us tonight. We thank God for you, and we trust that your prayer has been received and that you're receiving the prayer from the man of God tonight, Bishop and Doc, has brought to you tonight. So thank you so much for your time. Hey, at this time, we're going to turn this back over to Bishop. Bishop, back to you, sir.
We thank God tonight for each and every one that's on the prayer line as we continue to pray for our nation. We continue to pray for one another. Know that God hears us when we pray. Know that God heard your prayer before you even begin to pray. He said, "Why you call? I've already answered." Meaning God is the on-time God, the before time. God is always there, and he already knows. As we continue to pray for one another and keep lifting up holy hands and occupy until Jesus come. Thank God for that great word from Dr. Crenshaw tonight. And give God glory for what he is doing because he's doing great things right now. God bless you. God bless you is our prayer.
I'll be right back with you in a second here. I want to encourage everybody, as Bishop and Doc have in the past, is to have that conversation with your family, especially during dinner time, breakfast time, lunch time, whatever time. Make sure you talk and bring up the Lord. For those who believe, we know all of those who are online right now believe. So have that time with your family and talk about the goodness of God. Bring the word out. Teach the word. Read the word. And make sure your family, specifically our young people, some young people haven't even heard about the Lord. They have everything else but the Lord inside their minds today. So we got to help our children, help our grandchildren, great-grandchildren, help our community children, help our nieces and nephews. So continue to pray for our youth, continue to help them out, and have those conversations in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. I want to turn this back over to Bishop for final thoughts and close out. Thank you so much, Bishop and Doc, for your time tonight.
God bless. Brother Kevin, thank God for the words of encouragement tonight from each of you. We get, continue to pray and believe in God as God is preparing us to leave this world. We're going to leave. So as we've been prepared, let us be ready, waiting for the coming of the Lord. God bless you. God bless you.
Amen. Bishop, thank you so much. And Doc, thank you so much for your time tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, we want you to know that this is prayer time. I want you to share this out. Let people know in your network, all whether social media or your phone or whatever way you get it out. But let people know that people are that we're here. People are here. We're here Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 Central Time on the network with Bishop and Doc as we go through prayer time with you. So we thank God for you tonight. Also, to want to encourage everybody to have a great rest of the evening. And also want you to have a productive and a powerful night. As you know, Jesus also said that there will be trials and tribulations and things will happen, but be of good cheer, for he has overcome the world. So we thank God for Jesus. I understand more, a little bit more, why Jesus had to come. He had to give us that comfort, give us that understanding that no matter what is going on, it is the will of the God, but we are covered. As Bishop and Doc remind us, we are covered in the things of God each and every day. But we must believe, we must follow his wonderful, wonderful way. Because God is sovereign, he is holy, and God is in control of all things, all the entire universe. I just love it when you hear that, because he is no beginning or no end in God, and he knows exactly what's going on through all the ages. And even before they happen and after they happen and while they're happening, he is in charge of all things. So we thank God for who he is tonight, in Jesus' mighty name. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I want to leave you with a beautiful song by All Nation. It's called Yahweh, We Lift You High, We Lift You High. And I hope you enjoy this wonderful song of meditation tonight. There's nothing like our Lord, nothing like God that we serve, in Jesus' name. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Prayer Time with Dr. Crenshaw and Bishop tonight. We thank you so much for joining us tonight. God bless you. Have a great rest of the evening. And thank you so much for joining us. Amen.
So we lift you high, Yahweh, and we lift you high, Yahweh, Yahweh, and we lift you high, Yahweh, and we lift you. You alone deserve my worship. You alone deserve my Yeah.
with a cloud by day, fire by night. You gave us your name to be our guide. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. You're in the inhale, Yahweh. You're in the exhale, Yahweh. Hey, you're in the inhale, Yahweh. You're in the exhale, Yahweh. Every time we breathe, we say your name. Every time we breathe, we mention your name. Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. Let everything that has breath say the name of the Lord. Let everything that breathes say the name of the Lord.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for being with us tonight on Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. I want you to have a wonderful day, rest of the day, and have an awesome week in the Lord. God bless you. We're praying for you, too, on the back end. So we thank you so much, Elder Kevin Vaughn, here with you. We'll see you next time on Prayer Time with Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw. We love you, and remember that Jesus is Lord. Amen. Always remember that. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise as we let you go tonight. God bless you now. Take care. Remember, Jesus is Lord. It's going to be all right.
We all know a guy who only occasionally shaves for big occasions, and it's because that occasional shave really hurts. The time of year for big occasions, and yet there he is, suffering with that cheap drugstore razor. Let's help him out. Henson Shaving's line of razors, built with aerospace precision, deliver a smooth shave your dad, brother, and even son can enjoy, eventually. With replacement blades just 10 cents each, you'll buy it once, and they'll use it for life. How's that for the perfect gift? Celebrate with 100 free blades on your first purchase, and no subscription headaches. HensonShaving.com/holiday.
The holidays start here at Kroger with a variety of options to celebrate traditions old and new. Whether you're making a traditional roasted turkey or spicy turkey taco, your go-to shrimp cocktail, or your first Cajun risotto, Kroger has all the freshest ingredients to embrace your tradition. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
We've locked in low prices to help you save big store-wide. Look for the locked in low prices tags and enjoy extra savings throughout the store. Kroger, fresh for everyone.